And joining us on the line from Baker, Louisiana, is Clinton Burrell. He is one of the two honorary co-captains, along with Ron Bolton, former Browns, who will be honorary co-captains for Sunday's game against the Chiefs. And the first place I want to start with you, Clinton, is how exciting this is for you to be a part of this.
Well, it's very exciting. It's always great to have an opportunity to come back to the Cleveland area. It was a place where I had a lot of dreams come true, and the last time I was back in that area, of course, was when the Browns had an alumni function for the 1980 team, and it was nice to see some of the guys again.
Yeah, that's always great when you can go back and revisit and take your memories back to those days of playing. For you, it was from 1979 to 84, and you had joined this team as a sixth-round draft pick in 79. From LSU, let's back it up to that point when you were picked by this team. What were your expectations as far as joining the Browns and coming into the NFL and what you saw for yourself?
Well, my time at LSU, I was riddled with injuries, so I only played one game my last 2.5 years. So I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't even know if I would get drafted. The Browns took a chance and drafted me. They flew me up early, and I worked out rigorously with Bill Tessendorf, the head, where he was assistant trainer at the time.
Right.
And if it weren't for that, I would not have made a team because my knee was really weak, and it would not have been able to go through a rigorous training camp like we had.
What do you think they saw in you that let them look past the fact that you had that constant knee trouble in those last two seasons of college?
Well, hopefully they saw some talent that I must have presented during my earlier years in college, and hopefully that's what they saw. They saw the potential there, and as a sixth-round draft choice, they were willing to gamble, and if I did make it, then, of course, it would pay off for them.
Right.
Hopefully it did.
And you were motivated to do that, right? Someone takes a chance on you. I think as the person who is benefiting from that, you feel that obligation to make them look good.
Well, not only that, not just to make them look good, but it's something that I always wanted to do my entire life was to play professional football. And for them to have to take a chance and draft me, and it wouldn't have mattered what round I would have been drafted, but just to give me a chance to participate and make the team, that was motivation in itself.
Now, as you look back on your time with the Browns, what would be for you the highlight?
Well, no doubt about it. The 1980 season was unbelievable. I tell you, we had an offense that was remarkable. All the defense had to do was keep it close, keep the game close, and the offense was going to find a way to make it happen.
And your one of your teammates from that squad and from your time in Cleveland was Ron Bolton, the guy you're going to share the stage with on Sunday as an honorary co-captain, and you shared the same backfield together. Tell me about the relationship you guys had and what it was like to be teammates.
Well, actually, I was closer with Lawrence Johnson. Lawrence and I were both rookies. Lawrence was drafted in the second round, and I, of course, was in the sixth round. So he and I were pretty close. But Lawrence had won the starting job at the right cornerback position, and I was on the nickel team. Unfortunately, Lawrence sustained a knee injury, and he missed the rest of the season, most of the season. And I was able to fulfill that role as the starting right cornerback. Mm-hmm. And being in that position, Ron and I had become a lot closer, and I, of course, learned a lot from Ron, not so much from him telling me things, but just from watching how he performed at his position.
And again, it, you know, it brings you full circle to both be a part of this. And I would imagine when you get together, as you said, when you came up for that previous event honoring the 80 team, you jump right back into sharing stories.
Oh, of course. It's always good to go back and to see old friends and to reminisce and talk about old times.
That's great. Well, we look forward to seeing you here on Sunday, and thank you so much for your time, Clinton.
Thank you, Vic. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
And on the line with us now from Washington, D.C. is Ron Bolton, who is one of the honorary co-captains for Sunday's game, along with Clinton Burrell, both former Browns defensive backs. Ron, first of all, congrats, and I imagine it's got to be a nice thing, an exciting thing to come back to Cleveland for something like this.
It certainly is. Anytime I can get a free trip to come back to Cleveland and possibly walk out in the field and throw the corn up in the air, it's really exciting.
Yeah, it has to be. And your time on this team from 1976 to 1982, you were part of some pretty good Browns teams during that time there. You and Clinton had to be a lot of good memories.
Certainly are. Sam Ritigliano, he did such a great job preparing us and getting us ready to play. And you know, we went out there and played our hearts out and played as hard as we could, no matter what the score was in the game. And things worked our way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what was because those teams you had with Bernie Kosar and the playmakers that were on that team from an offensive standpoint, but you still played some very good defense. What was the feeling from that standpoint, knowing that, again, a lot of the attention, as is all often usually the case in this league, on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, we had some stars on defense as well. We had Lyle Izado and guys like Clarence Scott, Tom Darden, and you know, players like Gerald Lyons, Turkey Jones. And I mean, we had some pretty decent players as well. And so we kind of like played well together. And Marty Schottenheimer was certainly a great defensive coordinator during that time. And he got things done for us.
Now let's take us back to coming out of Norfolk State, 1972. You were a fifth-round draft pick of the New England Patriots that year, and you spent time with the Pats. What was it? I think four seasons, 72 to 75. When you joined them at that time out of school, did you? Everybody, I think, goes in with the idea that, hey, this is my home, and hopefully this will be it. But let's reflect on that and what your mindset was, and then how things turned out that ended up getting you to Cleveland.
Well, I was very appreciative of them drafting me, and I certainly had a great deal of pride, you know, going to the New England Patriots, being drafted in the fifth round. And I quickly, you know, after getting drafted, I became a starter up there, you know, and I had four productive years at New England, and some way or another during my fourth year there, you know, things weren't as good as, you know, they could have been for me or in that situation. So we talked a little bit, Chuck Fairbanks and I, and we decided that they would get traded at the end of the season, which they drafted Mike Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was traded to the Browns for Bob McKay.
Okay. And then the rest is history. You're here with you were here with Clinton Burrell, and you were part of those Browns team, as we just talked about, that had some notable players. And the bonding that this team had, too, with the town was big. I mean, when you come back for this Sunday and you know, people are feeling good. I mean, two wins in a row, you're coming at a good time for Browns fans to be excited, but you basically only knew a town that really loved its football team.
Well, I mean, just coming from New England to Cleveland, it was just amazing. You know, the people, everybody knew the players, you know, in Cleveland, and people were diehard Browns fans. I have never seen any fans anywhere as good as the fans are in Cleveland. And just coming in there, walking in that stadium and being on the field that some of the greats played in the National Football League, you know, was a great feeling, you know, and just to be a part of that legacy. And I'm very happy to have played on a in a Cleveland Browns uniform.
And football is still a part of your life. Since 2002, you've been kind of on and off as an assistant coach at Howard University. Your second season of your second stint, you just finished. Talk about that a little bit, coaching the defensive backs there, and how what your aspirations are as a coach.
Well, I call my DBs the dogs. So I kind of bring a lot of that with me, the tenacity, just playing hard to the end, and I got some pretty good players out there that I've coached, a couple of in the league now. Ron Bartel, who plays for the Raiders, mm-hmm. He was drafted in the second round with the St. Louis Rams, and Antoine Bethea, number 41 for the Colts, is a couple of my products. You know, from Howard University.
Right, right. Well, then that's there's got to be a lot of pride in that.
Oh, it certainly is, and you know, I'm just happy that I'm able to pass on some of the things that I've gone through over the years on the football field, and pass on the techniques and things that I was taught, and just to, you know, let them know that they could play at that next level too.
Well, great stuff. We are looking forward to seeing you on Sunday, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Look forward to seeing you, too, and thank you so much.
Former Browns defensive back Ron Bolton joining us. He will be one of the two honorary co-captains, along with Clinton Burrell, on Sunday for the game against the Chiefs. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.